This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli police used water cannons to disperse protesters in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Monday. Demonstrators took to the streets in their thousands as Parliament ratified the first bill of a judicial overhaul sought by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after last-gasp compromise efforts collapsed and failed to ease a constitutional crisis that has been convulsing the country for months. Demonstrations against the amendment began early in the day with police dragging away protesters who had changed themselves to post and blocked the road outside of Parliament. The American-led UN command says it has started a conversation with North Korea about a U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea last week. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. has been trying to contact North Korea about Private Travis King.
We have relayed messages through multiple channels to the DPRK that the individual crossed on his own, and we want him returned quickly, and we want him to be returned safely.
King crossed the border during a tour of Panmunjom while he was supposed to be heading to Fort Bliss, Texas, following his release from prison in South Korea on an assault conviction. Analysts say North Korea may wait weeks or even months to provide meaningful information about King to maximize leverage. Ed Donahue, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Russia on Monday to return to a deal allowing the safe Black Sea export of Ukrainian grain in line with a proposal he made to President Vladimir Putin. Russia quit the agreement a week ago, saying that demands to improve its own food and fertilizer exports had not been met and that not enough Ukraine grain had reached the poorest countries under the Black Sea deal. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is